People gathered on the steps of City Hall because the City Finance Committee was meeting inside. They say during disasters and epidemics, it's the public health care system that responds, but it's that same system which sees major cuts. Councilwoman Rosie Mendez.
There have been so many hospital closures in New York City, and all that does is put more strain on our public hospitals and on our community-based health clinics. Sandy put an extra strain on our hospitals and on our clinics. They lost lots of revenues. Now is not the time to be making more cuts to our public health system.
Mendez says the cuts affect communities in very public ways, and if the administration continues to place cuts on public health services, public health care as we know it will be dismantled. Councilwoman Letitia James represents parts of Brooklyn impacted by threats of hospital closings.
And there's a proposal on the table to possibly close four hospitals in central Brooklyn, where healthcare indicators, healthcare factors indicate that we have a number of challenges. And despite the wealth in Fort Greene, there is pockets of poverty, particularly in the public housing. And so infant mortality is obviously a key issue. The asthma initiative is major since we are trapped between the BQE and the Belt Parkway. It's really critically important that we also recognize that we have a significant number of people who are living with HIV and AIDS, and they obviously need nutrition. And the nurse practitioner program is obviously critically important. And so the budget of the City of New York really reflects our priorities. And I can think of no worthy cause than to make sure that all of these healthcare initiatives affecting vulnerable communities is restored in the budget.
The prospect is dim for healthcare in New York if further cuts are made. The city has over 1 million uninsured residents and 2 million more who receive Medicaid. New York City Comptroller and mayoral hopeful John Liu says the People's Budget Coalition for Public Health is doing great work.
Because it's highlighting the critical need for the funding for these kinds of services. And they often highlight services that are much more cost effective that then prevent the more costly forms of care later on. And so we shouldn't be cutting these, we're cutting our nose to spite our face with these kinds of budget cuts. The restoration of these budget cuts would be a no-brainer. In fact, baselining these budget items would be a no-brainer.
Anthony Feliciano is director for the Commission on the Public's Health System, whose mission is to fight for equal access to quality health care for all New Yorkers.
And we are afraid of the cuts that are going to happen to public health, over $25 million in disinvestment in public health through the executive budget. And every year we go through this song and dance in the mayor's office, and the city council has always been there for us, and we're urging them again to restore and adopt and stop this unjust, harmful budget.
And in what areas would these cuts be felt?
Around children and families, which is child health clinics, primary care clinics, HIV/AIDS, housing in HIV/AIDS, nutrition programs for HIV/AIDS people, school-based health centers were very important. Those are a myriad of other infant mortality reduction initiatives. Those are the real major areas that are being cut.
So is it the city council's task to put this money back in?
The mayor should always put it in, but since now it ends up becoming the city council's task to put their discretionary funding to save it.
Inside City Hall, John Liu testified on the city budget for fiscal year 2014. He said the city can raise money from the 1.3% of high earners, approximately 40,000 New Yorkers who earn $500,000 or more, and give a tax break to others. Here he is questioned by Councilmember Robert Jackson.
About 40,000, yes.
And so with that formula, you were saying that over the next several years, it would bring in about $15 billion in order for us to look at what the needs are of New Yorkers?
No, not just on that. The raising the income tax on those making more than $500,000 a year will bring in a certain amount offset by the lost revenues we would have by lowering the income tax for those who make less.
Okay.
The net effect would be anywhere from $250 million to $1 billion a year.
$250 million to $1 billion a year.
That's correct. And you can't get a precise estimate on that, but that's a very good range that we're confident in. But in addition, there are other sources of revenues. For example, there are big tax breaks given to certain special companies in the city of New York. I can name $500 million off the bat. Insurance companies and private equity funds. They are exempt from certain kinds of business taxes in New York City that nobody else is exempt from. Hmm. So I would ask that those loopholes be closed, and that would yet bring in another $500+ million of revenues for the city each year.
Councilmember Robert Jackson with New York City Comptroller John Liu at a city council hearing by the Finance Committee on the city's budget for fiscal year 2014. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.